Moncrief on News Talk.
You might have heard this story of these two Irish citizens living in Berlin, but issued deportation orders. This was after they were arrested at a protest. Roberta Murray is one of those, and she joins me now. Roberta, you're very welcome to the show. What happened?
Hi, Ciarán. Thanks for having me. So basically the four of us have been issued with this deportation notice on March 16th, which stipulates that we're such a threat to the country currently that we have to leave the country by April 21st. None of us have any convictions, nor have we gone through any of criminal proceedings in court yet.
And this protest you were at was a pro-Palestine protest against the Israeli war in Gaza. So tell us about how big was the protest? What happened at it?
It was a small student protest, which I actually haven't received my criminal charges for yet. So I'm not really supposed to talk about it yet because we don't really know what we're accused of yet. But we were arrested at this demo protesting the connections between the Freie University and the apartheid Israeli state. Freie University have lots of ties to Haifa University, for example, which also works as a training ground for the IOS. So a lot of the students of Freie University are calling for a boycott and divest of these ties.
And how is it that you ended up being arrested at the protest? Did it turn violent? Were you blocking traffic? What was the nature of it that led police to arrest you?
It was a student occupation of a building. But again, I won't actually go into the details of this particular arrest.
Okay, but just so people get a sense of what happened anyway. So that's it. It was a student occupation of the building and it ended up with yourself and several others being arrested. And so you still, I'm kind of surprised by that. You've been issued with deportation orders, but still no charges on foot of that yet.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a highly politically motivated deportation. The Department of Foreign Affairs actually disputed the deportation measure, saying that there was not enough legal basis to deport us due to the fact that we haven't had any criminal convictions. It's a highly politically motivated situation. It's not legal at all. There's absolutely no sound legal basis for this.
And have you heard of other people, Roberta, in similar situations, maybe the other protests over the last, year and a half since October 7th and the war post-October 7th being arrested? Are you the first you've heard of?
We're the first white people that I've heard of. Obviously, Germany has been really tightening its migration laws and using migration law as a repression tactic here in Germany. They froze asylum cases from people seeking asylum here in Germany from Gaza, saying that the situation there is unclear, which obviously is not the case. And there's been a lot of activists being deported to Greece and Afghanistan over the last year. But we are the first group of EU citizens and an American citizen that have been, issued with these measures.
And again, listen, I appreciate all of this is up in the air and some of your legal advice you're not going to be able to share. But what have your lawyers said to you about, even about the order in which things are happening? You know, that you were arrested, you're still waiting for a charge, and while waiting, you get this deportation order.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's completely unprecedented. And our lawyers were originally very shocked by it because they've not seen anything of this nature before. We are currently filing a motion to fight the stipulation, the emergency stipulation that says that we're such a grave threat to German society that we have to leave the country immediately. And after that, it will just go back to a regular deportation appeal, which could take up to 2 years.
And the fact that you guys are EU citizens, does that come into play at all?
It does, because it's very hard to deport EU citizens because obviously if the EU law gives us the right to freedom of movement in Germany. So in our files, it says that they are seeking to remove our right to freedom of movement in the EU, which is it's quite unprecedented. It's not very common at all. It does happen, but usually in cases of quite grave crime. So yeah, our lawyers are cautiously optimistic about this because obviously there is no legal basis for this. So we're hoping that as soon as a judge sees our appeal, they'll issue it.
So what has been the reaction, Roberta, from people in Germany as your case got much attention there?
Yeah, it's been obviously some of the German newspapers would be quite anti Palestine liberation and very anti the Palestine liberation movement. So there's some bad press happening, but mostly the reaction we've had has been quite balanced and quite positive, especially outside of Germany. The response has been really good so far.
Because Germany is a funny case in Europe. I guess some people would describe it as being at the opposite end of the spectrum in terms of its attitude to this war, the official attitude, we'll put it that way, of the state and of the government. The other end of the spectrum compared to those in Ireland. What type of reaction beyond this protest that ended up in arrest? I mean, what type of reaction do you generally get from the public in Germany when you're out protesting on behalf of Palestinians?
It's very mixed. Obviously, the Palestine movement here is quite strong, but a lot of people in Germany would still advocate for Israel's right to exist. At the same time, it's kind of common opinion now that the German population would call for the stopping of arms and the cessation of German complicity in the genocide. It's quite hard to gauge the reaction because the media is so biased here.
All right. Well, listen, what's the next step in all of this then for you, Roberta?
Yeah, we're waiting to hear about this motion, the emergency appeal motion. And if that goes through, it means we can stay in Germany until for the next couple of years while we appeal our deportation. But as far as I'm concerned, it's business as usual out on the streets. The genocide hasn't stopped, so we have to keep fighting.
So you're going to keep protesting while you're there, while you can?
Absolutely. 300 children were murdered in Gaza in the last 2 weeks. So until that stops, we won't stop.
Roberta Murray, Irish pro-Palestinian protester facing deportation, as I said, from Germany. Roberta, thanks a million for speaking to us here on The Hard Shoulder.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.